This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. It's not just municipal property taxes going up. The city of Austin is raising fees for a number of government services. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has been tallying it all up for us. Hello, Audrey.
Hi, Nathan.
When do these new fees take effect, first of all?
Today, October 1st, which is the start of the city's fiscal year.
One of the things you looked at was the fee for trash collection. And how much is that going up?
So the typical household, which the city says uses a 64-gallon can, is going to be expected to pay $7.80 more than they did last year. That's an annual fee, so about $8 more for the year.
Why is the city raising that fee?
Austin Resource Recovery, which runs the city's trash pickup program, did a cost of service analysis. And basically what they found is that they needed to be charging people more because it cost them more to pick up your trash.
Another fee going up is for people who have short-term rentals. What's that about?
So for folks who don't know, a short-term rental is when you rent your home or a room in your home on sites like Airbnb or HomeAway, and you're required to have a license through the city of Austin. To get that initial license, you're going to have to pay $522 for the year, which is up from $500 the year before. If you want to renew your license, which you're expected to do every year, you're now going to pay $313, which is $13 more than last year.
Austin owns its electric utility, Austin Energy, and Austin Energy is going to be raising fees a little bit as well, right?
Yes, yeah. So Austin Energy says the typical customer is going to have to pay almost $16 more in the next year on their energy bill. And that's basically, you know, a similar reason why the trash pickup cost is going up is that the department says that it now just costs more to provide energy to your house.
This was interesting and something I had not thought about. Cremation at a public cemetery will cost more.
Yeah. So the city of Austin owns several cemeteries. If you are cremated or interred in these cemeteries, most of those prices are going up. For example, if you are looking to be cremated or have a loved one cremated, it's now going to cost you $400, up $35 from the year before.
The city charges in the utility bill that we get a fee for litter cleanup. What's that fee called?
Yeah, so it's called Clean Community Fee. You might have seen this in your City of Austin bill every month and wondered, what is this? So as you mentioned, Nathan, it pays for litter cleanup, street sweeping, things we may not often think about, but things that keep our city clean. And this year, City Council is actually thinking about lowering this fee to offset that higher trash pickup price. But you know, at the last minute before they took a vote, they decided to keep it where it's at and to actually have the city study this price. The city was going to be able to lower this fee because they realized that they didn't need to collect as much money as they were to clean up litter or clean up the streets. But council members decided to keep it at the same level because they wanted to study this price and also see if they could use the additional revenue to help clean up some homelessness camps in the city.
Of course, all of this is in addition to increases in property tax. Remind us what the property tax increase will be.
Sure. So your property taxes are going up. If you own a home that's worth about $350,000, you're going to pay about $92 more this year in city property taxes. That would bring the total bill of someone who owns a house in that range and is not a senior to a little over $1,400 a year in city property taxes. Now, remember, city property taxes are just a portion of your property taxes, so likely you're going to see an increase higher than that.
KUT's Audrey McGlinchey going over some of the fee increases the city of Austin is enacting effective today. You can find a story about this running down the list at KUT.org. Thank you so much, Audrey.
Thanks, Nathan.